From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Agricultural groups have expressed concerns over the EPA's latest Waters of the U.S. rule. The American Farm Bureau filed suit, arguing the WOTUS rule creates confusing standards for navigable waters under the Clean Waters Act that can impact routine farming operations. In a separate suit, a judge granted a preliminary injunction to halt enforcement of the rule in Texas and Idaho. AFBF President Zippy Duval says the judge recognized the new rule likely oversteps EPA's authority. Almost three-quarters of Americans say not reauthorizing the Farm Bill in 2023 would significantly impact the country. According to a new American Farm Bureau poll, nearly 70% identified two areas of the Farm Bill as top priorities for government funding: risk management programs that serve as safety nets for farmers and nutrition programs that serve as safety nets for families facing hunger. 89% say they trust farmers. And Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack expressed support for the Promoting Agricultural Safeguards and Security, or PASS Act. The legislation would ensure USDA is fully involved in reviewing foreign acquisition of American agricultural land and companies, specifically China. New York Representative Elise Stefanik says the legislation takes critical steps to ensure we do not concede any ownership of our food supply to those actively working against our security interests. Get all the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers Next Los Angeles Auction, April 20th and 21st. Inspect equipment in person, then bid online. Visit rbauction.com.